How about the call of pigs when you're feeding them? Does that ring a bell?
No, I don't believe it does.
Sui?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
the one?
Okay.
And they call the sheep to get them to come in?
The sheep? I don't believe I ever heard a call for sheep.
I don't think I did in my whole life.
And
few of them around, but not many.
In Switzerland, the shepherds in the Switzerland use a little instrument they call the oboe.
Oh.
That's a little pipe thing, something like a small flute. And they will use that to call in the sheep. It is a very tuneful little instrument. If they're out there and want to play some pretty little melodies on it, most of the shepherds can play the melodies on it.
Uh-huh.
And out in the mountains, they say it's very, very effective, very pretty.
Mm-hmm. Sure, that's right. What about the word, I know you have a word for this, the frames for the feet of the rider of the horse?
The saddle.
Well, what you put your feet in.
Oh, the stirrups.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did you have a name for the horse on the left of a pair of horses?
The horse on the left. I don't, if they did, I probably heard it, but I don't remember.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Maybe nigh horse or near horse. Or
it might have been, but
that
don't.
That doesn't mean anything.
No, we never had ever used it around home.
Well, I know you had word for the long leather strips.
The line.
Riding.
The lines. Yeah, the lines.
The line.
Uh-huh.
Now, if somebody lives a short distance away, you'd say, well, now he lives a little. What would you say there? Maybe. Say he.
He lives a quarter of a mile from us, or something.
Or
like
a little.
A short distance.
Uh-huh.
From you.
A little way, maybe you'd say.
A little way, yeah.
But what if it's pretty far away? You'd say, well, you still have a long
distance to go from here.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Or a long way to go.
Long journey or something like mm-hmm. that from here.
Now, if there's a common article like bread or milk that you can find every store you go in, you say, well, you can just find that.
Most any place, yeah.
And what about the word for trenches cut by the plow? Do you remember the word for that?
Furrows. Mm-hmm. A furrow.
If you had a good year with the grain crop, you'd say, well, last year we raised a big
crop.
And if it was that golden stuff, you'd say, last year we raised
a very fine crop of wheat.
Mm-hmm. We've already talked about working over new ground. You remember an expression that your father used, or that has been used around this area, where you work off the shrubs and trees and so
breaking,
on.
Breaking ground.
Uh-huh.
Would that be it?
Breaking
yeah.
or
clearing, clearing the field.
Yes.
And burning the stumps off.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
The second time around on a hay field, is there any name you recall for that? You know, you get it once, get the crop once, and then it grows up a little bit, and you go back out. Do you remember any name for that?
No, I don't.
Okay.